His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. Defense Attorney Richard Emanuel told the state Supreme Court justice on Monday his client, Rahul Patel, was denied his constitutional right to face an accuser who put him at the scene of Luke Vitale's murder in Sharon in 2012. Michael Calabrese's secretly recording account of the story of Vitale's murder was played to jurors at separate trials, which led to the convictions of Hiral and Niraj Patel. Calabrese opted for a plea agreement instead of a trial, but all three received lengthy prison terms. An appeal by the Canaan Paving Company has been rendered moot, a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American. That appeal by the paving company owner to have Superior Court invalidate a regulation prohibiting a warm mix asphalt plant has been deemed moot by the town attorney, D. Randall DiBella, and therefore no action is needed or necessary. Last April, Ben Metcalf, owner of B. Metcalf Paving, prevailed in court when the judge ruled that the Planning and Zoning Commission failed to approve, modify, or deny his application for the plant at 235 East Canaan Road within the required 65 days. Thus, the application had to be approved. The case stretched over 2 years, and there were many residents opposed to expanding the existing plant, citing negative effects. A large contingent formed the grassroots effort called Stop the Asphalt Plant, or STAP, and waged their campaign. Salisbury Pharmacy at the Salisbury General Store is closed as of yesterday afternoon. Now, the store itself is open. The pharmacy department at the Salisbury Pharmacy is closed. There was no advance notice to pharmacy customers except a small sign inside the pharmacy. That left most customers confused and upset. Many customers in Salisbury had prescriptions that could only be filled in Connecticut, and all those prescriptions were transferred to the CVS in Millerton, leaving the people without the ability to immediately fill any prescription as of yesterday evening. Now, what those people can do is go to CVS and tell them they want their prescription moved and move it back to a Connecticut pharmacy. We spoke with the owner of the Salisbury Pharmacy, and he basically said CVS would not let them talk about this, advertise other than the sign in the store until the sale was complete. State police in Copaic Falls are continuing their investigation into a possible hate crime that occurred in November at the Connick State Park in Copaic Falls. The investigation began after racially offensive language was found carved into a wooden post at the park campground. Police believe it was carved sometime between November 13th and November 15th. Investigators want to speak with any park visitors who were there during that time and who have not already been interviewed by police. Anybody with information is asked to contact the investigators at the State Police Livingston Barracks at 518-853-2893, reference case number 993-9088. A 28-year-old Liberty, New York man, anticipating the birth of his child, was creating an explosive device for a gender reveal party when it exploded, killing him on Sunday, according to police. Christopher Peckney was working on the device at his home with his 27-year-old brother, Michael. Michael was injured and transported to Garnet Medical Center. Trooper Stephen Neville, a Troop F spokesman, said the device, quote, was not being built or made for malicious purposes, end quote. Governor Ned Lamont has decided to adopt an age-based approach for administering COVID-19 vaccines to the remainder of the state's population willing to get vaccinated. He scrapped plans to vaccinate a final group of essential workers and state residents under the age of 64 with pre-existing medical conditions in the next phase of the state's vaccination program. After consulting with his pandemic response team over the weekend, the governor's office said this new approach is mostly equitable and efficient means for quickly administered COVID-19 vaccines to as many people as possible. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced over $5 million in NeighborWorks America grants for 16 community development organizations to bring local solutions to affordable housing challenges across New York. NeighborWorks America is a nonprofit organization that brings residents, private sector business leaders, and representatives of local government together to support affordable housing initiatives, neighborhood revitalization projects, small business lending, and more. So a meeting coming up in our tri-state region today. The town of Sheffield Select Board meets this morning at 10 a.m. There is a blood drive going on at the Amenia Town Hall. That happens today in between 2 and 8 p.m. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are permitted if the room capacity allows. You can sign up at nybc.org or call 1-800-933-2566. In Cornwall at 4 o'clock, Cornwall Reads, Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson and Anna Karenina. That's a Zoom meeting. At 7:30, the Economic Development Commission has a meeting. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting this afternoon at 2:30. In Sharon, budget workshop for the Board of Selectmen at 3 o'clock today, and then their regular meeting at 5:30. Town of Great Barrington and Mahawi Performing Arts Center presenting a celebration in conjunction with W.E.B. Du Bois' 153rd birthday. That'll happen today at 7 p.m. The free event will be presented on YouTube. More details at mahawi.org. Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting coming up on Wednesday via Zoom at 3 o'clock. Also, the Joint Village, Millerton, and Town of Northeast Police Committee will hold their informational meeting. That comes up tomorrow at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Contact their office with any questions prior to the meeting. Coming up tomorrow, the Region 1 ABC Committee has their meeting at 7 p.m. In Dover, the town board regular meeting will be held tomorrow. Also tomorrow in Sheffield, the town hall second floor meeting room, virtual meeting for the town hall planning board. That happens at 7 p.m. In Falls Village on the 25th, the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission at 7 p.m. Race to Power in an Illusion, a workshop with Carol Taylor happening on Saturday from 1 till 3 at the D.M. Hunt Library. More information and registration, 860-824-7424. A rabies vaccination clinic at the Dover Town Hall, sponsored by the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health and the Dutchess County SPCA, happens on February 27th from 8 until 12. Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, and that is happening at the Dover Town Hall. For more information, contact the town hall. In Cornwall, the impact of technology, artificial intelligence, and data. Cornwall Conversations on Zoom with Ed Green and Professor Frederick Jenny. That is Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. Free registration is required. At the D.M. Hunt Library, a Zoom event, author Paige Dickey on gardening and her new book, Uprooted, on Sunday at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,521.69, the NASDAQ at 13,533.05, and the S&P 500 at 3876.50. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.